Take your holy book and turn to Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 16. The Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, but also and also to the Greek." I want to preach just a little bit, if God will help me, on this thought. The word gospel. The word gospel. What does it mean, the word gospel? That word gospel is the good news. Amen. Praise God. And as Brother Bill, you say, the gospel, praise, he said, without a go, all you've got is a spell. But praise God for the gospel. Amen. The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul's here, and he's saying that he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." But it's not just any gospel, but it's the gospel of Christ. If we try to minister any other gospel, it'll be for naught. But we thank God for the gospel of Christ. Praise God. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of it because the gospel, praise God, it is power." And said, "It is the power of God." Amen? That power, that word dynamos, that's where we get the word dynamos, explosive power. Amen? You say, "What are you saying, Pastor?" I say, "It'll blow the devil out of you." Yeah. Amen? The gospel, praise God, it'll get the devil, it'll blow the devil out of you. It'll get rid of that old evil influence that we have in our life, praise God. It means literally that we were alive from the dead. Amen? And we have spiritual life, that we were spiritually dead, but now we're alive. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, he said, "He hath quickened who were dead," what? "In trespasses and sins." Amen. He said, that's who we were. He said, before we come to know Lord Jesus Christ, before we come to realize the gospel, that good news. I'm so thankful, praise God, on that Wednesday night, 1976, I heard the good news from another country. Amen. Praise God, it was that little old preacher that you heard up there in a little church in Oakland, Maryland? No, it was the good God of glory speaking to my heart from heaven. Praise God, my intercessor, Lord Jesus Christ. I sent the Holy Spirit, that comforter, that consoler, to speak to my heart and show me, praise God, that even though I realized I was no sinner, that I didn't have to die and go to hell. God had made provision for me through Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God. And so that night, on Wednesday night, 1976, he come to where I was, and he quickened me. Amen. He made me alive from the dead. I was dead in trespass and sin on my way to hell. But praise God, God intervened. He come to where I was. You remember when you were there in your trespasses and sins? Amen. A lot of people say, "Well, preacher," I've heard people tell me a lot of times, "Well, preacher, I wasn't really that bad." But the thing is, we're not really that good. Yeah. Amen. I told you this morning, if I could take and give you, I could start telling you how good you are and how wonderful you are and how gracious and how God blessed you and how God's going to bless you and how God's going to prosper you. And, you don't have to worry about it. He's just going to give you everything and he's going to just love on you and help you and encourage you. And there'd be people planning, "Hey, but we'd build this church. We'd have to kick out the walls. Praise God. People come for miles around for you to pet on them, love on them, tell them how good they are." But I'm just telling you tonight, friend, we're not that good. Amen. Without the help of the Lord, praise God, you'd be just rotten and no account as everybody else. I am what Paul said, "I am what I am by the grace of God." If it wasn't for the grace of God, praise God, there's no telling where we would be today. Amen. And you young people, listen to me, praise God. You ought to be shouting your shoes off. You've got a mom and daddy. You've got people that love you enough to bring you to church. Amen. You ought not take that for granted, praise God. Because there's a whole lot that don't have that. A whole lot of never knowing Christ and the free pardon of sin. But it's a wonderful thing that we can come together tonight. Praise God. Under the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ said, and hear that good news. That good news from a far country. Amen. That good news that Christ speaks to us, praise God, through the Holy Spirit. He ministers to our heart and shows us, praise God, just exactly where we're, praise God. But he shows us that we don't have to stay there. God gives us an opportunity to come out from that burden of sin, praise God, and be something, praise the Lord, that we could never be on our own, but that we need some help. And that help comes from the Lord, praise God. So we see that's the means of life from the dead. From being spiritually dead, praise God, the good news, the gospel, it gives us that information to make an informed decision. And God's, Brother Danny, God's a gentleman. God won't force you to do nothing. But God, through His precious word of truth, through the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ, He woos us and lets us know that He loves us enough. Said He so loved you. How much did He love you? He loved you enough that He sent His only begotten Son to die for your sins, yours and mine. That through Christ we can be saved. Amen. That's enough to shout about. We could just take time out now and just shout, praise God, the rest of the service, and it'd be all right. It'd be fitting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just magnifying God and thanking Him and praising Him for His goodness, His mercy, His love. Because we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's who we were. But praise God, I'm glad that's not where we're supposed to be today. Amen. We're supposed to, the Bible says, teaches that we're supposed to be alive in the Christ. Alive in Christ Jesus. Praise God. He comes to the dead and makes them alive. Sometimes you wonder about that in churches. Amen. You sit there and people, you can't get a Holy Ghost grunt out of nobody. Amen. Praise God. Come in, so pastor says, hey, listen, said anybody got a word on your heart? We'll throw our hands and say, praise God, the Lord loves me. Amen. And say, and I love Jesus. I thank Him for what He's done for me. I thank Him for being the Lord of my life. I thank Him for direction that He gives me. I'm thankful that I'm not running on my own no more. That I have a Lord and a Savior, a shepherd and a chief shepherd. Amen. I'm glad He sends the Holy Spirit to guide and direct my life. That's what He does for me. That is the gospel, praise God. That's the good news from heaven. The good news from another world. Amen. So it literally means, praise God, those that are spiritually dead are made alive. Amen. It means a forgiveness for sinners. Amen. He said if we confess our sins, said He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. He said we have, because of the gospel, we have forgiveness of sins. God forgives us if we confess our sins. Hello? If we confess our sins. Amen. You know what keep us from confessing our sins? And I've kind of been caught up in this for the last few weeks, but repentance. We've got to be able to come to repentance. We've got to realize that we're sinners, that we're going to mess up. Amen. And if we mess up, we need to repent of our sin. We need to confess our sins. But we don't like, hey, listen, we're human beings. We're men. We're ladies. We don't like to confess that we've messed up. We don't like to confess our sin. You know why that is? Because of pride. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to try to pack it off on somebody else. Amen. If we can't pack it off on our wife and our children, neighbor, or somebody around, we'll pack it off on the devil. We give the devil a whole lot more credit than he's due. Amen. We mess up. It ain't because devil. Hey, listen, the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. But guess who is? We are. Amen. And said, so we're the ones that, praise God, get caught up in sinfulness. But He offers, praise God, through the gospel, He offers forgiveness of sin. If we confess our sins. It takes a big word there, that if. Amen. Forgiveness is contingent upon the if. If we confess our sins, God will forgive us. Praise God. Because we have a mediator of one through Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. And when we plead the blood, praise God, upon our sinfulness, ask God to forgive us, praise God, He will. He'll take our sin, cast it into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered no more. That's something that you and I can't do. Amen. We mess up and we remember it, right? And if we don't remember, somebody will bring it to our attention. Amen. They'll point it out to, hey, I remember what you did. Hello? And if somebody else don't, we'll look in the mirror and we'll see ourselves and we'll say, oh my goodness. Amen. Self will bring it up. Our sinfulness, praise God. But He said, if we confess our sins, if we confess them before the Lord, said He, the Lord, is faithful. And the justifier of men, He's just. Praise God. Just glory. Just as if we had never sinned. We know we have. Amen. Hey, how do you know? Because we were there. We were present in that sin. But He forgives us. Amen. He's faithful in forgiving us. He's just in forgiving us. Why? Because He went to Calvary, praise God, and died for those sins. Amen? That's the good news of the gospel, praise God. Our sin has been paid for. We've been redeemed from it by the blood of the cross in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God. Amen. He said that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Amen. He'll do something for us sometimes that we can't even do for ourselves. Sometimes it's hard for us to forgive ourselves. Amen. But praise God, we got to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ promised us forgiveness. Praise God. And He's promised a cleansing. Amen. That's the good news of the gospel, praise God. I pray God, when you're dirty and vile and wicked, God takes you, praise God. He cleans you. He forgives your trespasses and your sins, glory to God, and He cleans you up. Amen. He cleanses, praise God, us from all unrighteousness. So what He does, He takes us and washes us, praise God, from that that's not right with God. That's what unrighteousness is. All the things that's not pleasing God, all those things that break His heart and make Him sad. Amen? And God says, praise God, said, if we confess our sins, Jesus Christ, He's faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all the things that break God's heart. Amen. That's the gospel. But we ought to love the gospel today. But we get to, and we talked in Sunday school this morning about that, that good news, about the Word of God, about the doctrine. People tell me before, I've had people tell me before, even older preachers say, preacher, you've got to stay away from doctrine. You can't preach any doctrine. If you preach doctrine, you'll lose your people, you'll lose your church. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you're not preaching doctrine, you're not preaching nothing. Because doctrine is biblical instruction. It's the Word of God taught. And if we're not teaching the Word of God, if we're not instructing from a book, praise God, then we're missing the whole spectrum of it. Doctrine is biblical instruction. So if you've got a church, and I would never join if they say, well, we don't believe in teaching and preaching doctrine. I'd run as hard and as fast as I can go. Because if they're not giving you biblical instruction, what are they giving you? I'm afraid today a lot of places we're getting a whole lot of stuff, but it's not doctrine, it's not biblical instruction. It's not what God says. It's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not that good news. It's foreign news from a strange land. Amen? Praise God. But the gospel, praise God, it's good news from a familiar land, from a place, praise God, that one day we're going to get to attain to. I'm going to go to heaven one day. How about you? Amen. Made my call and election sure. Praise God. I know it. I've been saved and born again, and I'm going to go to heaven. Praise God. Whenever He calls, I'll be gone. One day, you ever look around and say, well, Pastor Jeff passed away. Praise God. Don't you believe that for a second. Praise God. I've not passed away. I may have passed out of this old world, but praise God, I'm a living well in glory. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, like the old fellow said, just color me gone. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'm not going to go lay in the cemetery. This old body will. But my soul and spirit's going back to God who give it. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. He said, immediately upon death, when your life's breath leaves your body, praise God, you'll take your next son over in heaven. Amen? The Lord said, those that love Him, keep His commandments, praise God, and not see death. Amen? Praise God. We'll pass from here to yonder in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, in a breath. Praise God. And we got to know, praise God, the gospel, the good news, Jesus, because it tells us that. It lays it out for us. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that good news of Jesus, praise God, because it's power of God unto salvation. He said, that's going to save me, praise God. That's going to save you. And without the gospel, you have nothing. Amen. Without that good news, praise God, you're just with naught. But praise God, when you have the God of gospel and the gospel of God, it makes all the difference. We have forgiveness as sinners because of the gospel. Amen. It offers, praise God. It means forgiveness for sinners. It means pardon for the guilty. Amen. Pardon for the guilty. Remember David? David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. And you look at David's life and you follow David and you kept to kind of scratch your head. And you start to, maybe even that start to question, what kind of heart did God have? Amen? But David has a heart, praise God, toward God and a place toward repentance. David loved God and God loved David. Amen? David messed up. Amen? David was king. David wasn't perfect. Amen? But neither are you and I. But he served a perfect God. David was constantly going back to God. He's constantly taking his life back to Christ, back to the Lord. He was constantly asking the Lord for help. He was constantly realizing his shortcomings. Amen? He was constantly realizing that he was just no guilty sinner in need of a Savior. David would say in Psalms chapter 25 and verse 1, he would say, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Amen? Praise God. He said, "Unto thee, O Lord." He said, "I lift up my soul." That gives me life and being and motion. Praise God. That you give me, praise God. He said, "I lift it up to you." Amen. He said, "I can't control it. It's not mine." Praise God. "It's yours." And he said, "I lift it up to you, Lord. I magnify it to you. I give it to you because I need help with it." Amen. He said, "I know that you are the keeper of the soul." Amen. You know what we got to do? We got to be willing to give ourselves to Christ because he gave himself for us. David would go on in Psalms 25, verse 11. He said, "For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen, a man after God's own heart, David, but yet he says, Lord, he said, oh Lord, I pour my soul, I give you my soul." He said, "Praise God, help me." He said, for thy name's sake. He didn't say for my name's sake. He said, being as I'm king of Israel, hello? Being as I'm the king, Lord, if you just forgive me for the king's sake. You give me for Israel's sake. You give me for the people's sake. That's not what he said. He said, "Lord, praise God." He said, "I know that you are the God of glory. You're the keeper of my soul, and I want you to keep me. I want you to help me for your name's sake." Amen. So, Lord, I want you to get the glory out of my life. That's why David was a man after God's own heart. Praise God. He had a pardon for the guilty. Lord offered up a pardon even for those who were guilty. Those that just said, "I did it." Amen. You know, my mother would have beat you for lying. My mother would give you a whipping quicker for lying than anything. And I think the worst whipping I ever got, Brother Bobby, is for telling her a tale. Amen? Hey, she'd hold up, if you messed up, just tell her, say, "Look, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, but I did." Now, a whole lot of the time when growing up, I had two brothers, a baby brother and an older brother. And I was the one in between. And I always got thrown under the bus. Amen. That poor middle child. Everything that went wrong, praise God, they always blamed on Jeff. Jeff did it. They kind of still do that. Amen. They use me as a scapegoat. But it's all right. Amen. Praise God. Whether I did it or didn't, I did. Hey, I deserved a whole lot more whippings than I got. Amen. Hello? Now I have a witness. Anybody out there that got more whippings than you deserved? Amen. I doubt that. Amen. I doubt that. Praise the Lord. But we got what we deserve. But he says, because God, praise God, God is so good to us. Our iniquities are there, praise God. We are guilty. Amen. And because we're guilty, we get our deserve. Amen. He praised God. Because he said, "My iniquity," he said, "for it was great." He said, I sinned, I missed the mark. I transgressed against God. There's iniquity in my life. He said, "It's bringing me down. It's destroying me inwardly." Amen. That's why we got to repent of our sin, praise God. We got to confess and so we can receive the righteousness of God. That's what the gospel does for us. It gives us a means and an opportunity, praise God, to be pardoned from our guilt. Amen. Praise God. It means that there's peace for the troubled. Amen. The gospel means that there's peace for the troubled. In Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1, he said, therefore being justified by faith. You may remember that word justified, just as if. Amen. We were guilty in sin. Guilty as sin. But he said, being justified, he said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, although that we're guilty, although that we deserve condemnation, praise God, we don't receive that condemnation. We have peace. We've been justified just as if we never sinned. Praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He made a way. How? On the cross of Calvary. Amen. He hung there, praise God. He hung his head. He said, it is finished. The finished work of Calvary was accomplished for you and I. And boy, what a blessing it is to know him and that free pardon of sin. That Jesus done, that's the good news. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he does for us. That's what he continues to do for us. See, that's not something that just happened in the past. That's something that Jesus is still doing for us today. He's still in the job of saving old sinners. Amen. Praise God. As Paul said, who I'm chief. Praise the Lord. But there's peace for the troubled. Praise God. If you look over at John chapter 14, John chapter number 14 and verse number 27, look what the Lord says. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Lord says, praise God. He said, I know where you're at. He said, and I know your heart troubled. Remember what he said in John chapter 14 in the beginning? He told him, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. He said, there's no room for your place. There's no place for your heart to be troubled. Because God knows where you're at. God knows what you need. And God is really efficient. That's the gospel, praise God. That's what it means, that God is efficient in taking care of our needs, to meeting the needs of you and me. That's why he would say to praise God, that peace, praise God, that God gives us for the times that we're troubled. He said, that peace that passes understanding, that comes upon you. Amen. It ministers your heart, that helps you, even in strange times. We're living in an odd day. And we're living in a day and an hour. Minnesota have just passed a law. Did you see it this week? The governor signed into law a law that says it's okay to kill little babies up to the day that they're born. God help a wicked society that we're living in. There's going to be an answer. There's going to be a reckoning day. Amen. And I just tell you, I don't care who you are, that's wrong. That little baby in the womb, praise God, that's a human being. Hello? Amen? You say, well, preacher, you're preaching politics. No, I'm just preaching God. God hates that mess. God Almighty, praise God. You say, well, what about abortion? What about rape and incest and things like that? Praise God, let God deal with that. Amen? But God despises the taking of life, especially those little innocents. Amen? That little old baby in the womb, praise God, that's a human being. Amen? I just hit it while I'm here. That is a human being. Amen. But they said there's 22 states now, or 22 cities, which I forget which is, that have that same law. That's okay to take a life up to the day that it's born. And now they're talking about even beyond the day of birth. God help us, young'uns. Amen. When there's no sanctity in life. Amen. When there's no sanctity for life. God help us. We need some help. Amen. We need some instruction for Lord. We need to have some compassion. What about a mama, praise God, that could do such a thing? It's a horrible thing. Amen. And the way that they destroy those little bitty babies. And it is a human being. You remember when John the Baptist was in Elizabeth's womb? Amen. And Mary found out she was pregnant, and she goes up, and she was in her 6 months. She was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And Mary comes in, throws the door open, salutes her Aunt Elizabeth, says, hey, Miss Elizabeth, it's Mary. And when John the Baptist, when he heard Mary's voice, I said, the babe leapt in his mother's womb for joy. Because he knew the promises of God, praise God. God Almighty, praise God, had anointed him in that womb. He was, said the babe left his mother. He said that babe, word babe in the Greek, it literally means a little human being, a little person. Amen. I said all that to say this, praise God. The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, it's there to help us in troubled times. And we're in trouble. We're in a mess. And the only one that can straighten it out is God Almighty. And the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and a free pardon of sin. So we see, praise God, that pardon, guilty. We see the pardon, the means of peace for those that are troubled. And we see the means of joy for those that are sad. Have you ever seen such a place today as the one that we live in? There's sadness everywhere. My doctor told me a while back, because they ask you all these questions now when you go to your primary care. Amen. Brother Jeff, do you ever think about hurting yourself? The doctor asked me. He said, not as much as others. Amen. I said, Doc, I said, hey, I ain't going to hurt myself. I like me too much. Amen. He said, do you ever get depressed? Do you ever get anxious? I mean, they ask you all these questions. And I said, you know what? He said, I'm a born-again believer, praise God. And he said, I go through the same things everybody else, but praise God, I've got a blessed hope that's out of this world. I'm not looking for peace here. I'm not looking for comfort here. I'm not looking for satisfaction here. I've laid up my treasures in glory, and one day in a little while, I praise God, I'm going to go out of there to that supersedes everything that I have here. And I asked that doctor, I said, well, how many people actually confide in you? He said, you wouldn't believe, Jeff. He said, you wouldn't believe the people that I'm treating for depression. For depression. They're just at their wits' end. Because they don't have hope. They don't have peace. Amen? But he said, it blowed my mind. He said, you wouldn't believe the pastors that I preach that are dealing with depression. Amen. I can see it. You can be brought low. You can be brought down. You can feel like there's a whole world that's weighed upon you. But praise God, even under the weight of the world, praise God, there's a glimmer of hope. As long as that glimmer is hope, praise God, it don't matter how heavy the load, how big the burden, you can come out of there shouting and praising God. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I really don't feel like praising the Lord. It seems like it's such a burden. I just don't feel like praising the Lord. Because of the good news that we have of Christ Jesus, praise God, just go ahead and praise Him and rejoice over Him anyway, and the feeling will come. Yeah. Amen. The old molly groves will leave. Amen. That self-pity that you had. Amen. That you're sitting and sulking about. Praise God. When you get to just praising God and giving Him glory. Because we know that this is not the final scene. That one day in a little while, praise God, we're gonna be transposed from here to yonder. We're gonna leave this old world behind. Praise God. And we're gonna go to a better place. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we have the place, praise God, of the means of joy and sadness. Praise God. In Psalms 126 and 5, He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. We may have tears for a while, but glory to be to God, one of these days we're going to rejoice in the presence of a holy and righteous God. We're going to magnify because of the gospel, the good news. That's what it means. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. He says this. He said, but rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, watch this, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen? He said, praise God. He said, we may suffer reproach for a time. He said, we may have hardships. And the partakers in the suffering of Christ, it's sight of eternity. But praise God, this is not our home. We're pilgrims passing through. And one day, in a few minutes, Brother Kevin, we're going to be on the other side, and we're going to be shouting it out and rejoicing in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Boy, it's hard to get a head around forever, isn't it? Amen. eternity. Praise God. Praising Lord and giving Him a glory. Having Him love on us and supply for us all that we'll ever need. Praise God, when we feel sad. Praise God, just rejoice in the Lord. And the Bible said, and so I say again, rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because one of these days, because of the gospel means that we're going to change these old robes, praise God. The robes of the ragged for the robes of righteousness. We see in Christ Jesus in Isaiah chapter 61, remember? In Isaiah chapter 61, the Lord lays it out and He tells us exactly where God, and this is the tale of the two events. It was a tale of the first event, the advent when Jesus comes, and the second one when He comes again. Praise God. And we see the magnificence of His power, and we trade, praise God, this old robe of flesh for a robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus the Lord. In verse number 10 of Isaiah 61, He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Amen. That's what we all should do. Rejoice in the Lord. He says, my soul shall be joyful in my God. Amen. So we're rejoicing in the Lord because when we rejoice in the Lord, praise God, your soul is be joyful in God. He said, for He hath clothed me with garments of salvation. I mean, that right there is enough to shout our shoes off over. Amen. Because God thought enough of you to send His only begotten Son. The only begotten Son thought enough of you, praise God, to come and die for you. The Holy Spirit thought enough of you, praise God, to be sent, praise, to come down and be a consoler and a comforter of your soul. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. We've got something to praise God for. He said, He hath clothed me with garments of right of salvation. He hath covered me, watch this, with the robe of righteousness. Amen. He took off our old filthy garments, our old rags and tethered rags that we lived in. And He offered us, praise God, that robe of righteousness. Now, righteousness doesn't belong to us. Righteousness belongs to Christ Jesus. He's the only one that was truly ever right in the eyes of God. Man comes short. Man fails. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He fulfilled the righteousness of the Father. Amen. Without spot or blemish. He was the perfect Son, the perfect Savior. Praise God. He said, He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. We just was wearing filthy rags. But Jesus came to us and He saved us by His marvelous grace. Wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Clothed us in His righteousness. We're partakers of Christ's righteousness now. That's what salvation is. We're right in the eyes of God because of Jesus. Amen. Now you want to take recess and just praise Him a while? Amen. Because your robe was filthy. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. Those that would bind up the wounds of lepers couldn't be used again, have to be buried and discarded, out of sight. But praise God, thank God for the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ that He manifests in us and to us. He clothes us about, praise God, with His goodness and His mercy and His righteousness. He said, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen. Praise God. He said, God is going to manifest it. Praise God. He's going to take those robes of those filthy robes, praise God, those ragged robes, and He's going to exchange them for robes of righteousness. So that the whole world can see the rightness of God. Amen. Praise God. God's going to use you and me for that. Amen. But why? Because we've adhered, we've heard the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. That good news. And it's good news, praise God, that we don't have to continue the way that we are, but we can continue in the blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Because the good news, praise God, it's hope for the hopeless. Amen? See what happened? What the world doesn't have today is hope. The world is all out of hope. Amen? And you know what hope is? I've told you enough. I believe everybody's memorized it now. Hope is, praise God, That's that faith with a high expectation. Amen? That's what hope is. And so God has manifested Himself. The world doesn't have any hope. They don't have any expectation above the here and now. But we as believers, praise God, our hope is out of this world. It's far above even the celestial, praise God. Amen. Way above the terrestrial, way above the celestial. It's in the heavenly with Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. In Colossians chapter number 1, a very familiar passage of Scripture. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. Colossians 1, verse 5 first. He said, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." Amen? He said, that hope, it's laid up for you. It's there for you. Praise God. It's yours. It belongs to you. But in verse 27, he said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. See, that mystery is something that's never been revealed before, but it's now being revealed, being put out there. He said, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That's the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's that mystery, praise God, that a lot of the world still don't know. But it's what God wants us to know that revealed in us, Christ, the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. That hope that lives inside of us, that hope that goes with us, that hope that is part of who you are. Praise God. I hope it is. I hope you have that hope of Christ in your hearts. That you know Him and the free pardon of sin. Because He is your Lord and your Savior. He go on in Hebrews chapter number 6. Speaking of that hope. In Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 18. He would say this. He said, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. In other words, something that we can take encouragement in. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. There it is, that faith with a higher expectation. And not just about the here and now, but something for the future. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure. Amen, that's real. And steadfast, that's solid. And which entereth into it within, within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, who is that? That's even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Has no beginning and no ending. Amen. Praise God. Has always been and always will be. God says that is the promise that we have. That's the hope that we have. That's who our hope is in, according to the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Praise God. That's the hope that we have. Praise God. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, he said, looking for that blessed hope. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. That hope we have. What is that? That's the gospel. That's the good news. That's the hope that we have. And it's all through Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. That we build our future upon. That we have a high expectation. An expectation that's absolutely out of this world. Amen. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing. When we'll see Him as He is. Amen. We'll come into the presence of magnificence and royalty. Amen. Into the presence of our Lord and our Savior.